Welcome to the Hayden Russo Show, the show that provides you with inspiration to help you succeed in life. Here's your host, Hayden Russo.
Live. Hello. Hello. I want to welcome everyone back to the show. I want to first thank everyone for their positive feedback and constructive criticism. I didn't know that the show would be this much of success this early in the game. And I really appreciate your feedback, and I hope that you're able to see with this show some of the wonderful feedback and comments that you have made that has enriched me to be a better host. How much time are you spending on you? When was the last time you learned a new skill? How much time do you spend each day working on you? Excuse me for a second. I must take one of the comments that was given to me from a good friend to explain who I am. The last show, I just got right into the topic as if everyone knew who I was. And to the audience that doesn't know me or never had the chance to know some of the things that I do, my name is Hayden Russo. 27 years ago, I used to run the streets, doing all of the things that kids shouldn't be doing. Landed me in a detention center, and I didn't learn my lesson there. Continued going on, started skipping school and selling drugs, and which led me to a 8.5-year prison sentence. It was there that I learned how to re-educate myself. I learned more, learned new things about myself, and I learned how to educate and rewire my mind. And after being released, CNN, I'm digressing for a moment here. CNN has a study that says that if you are ever incarcerated as a African American, you have 0% chance of creating or accomplishing any success in the United States of America. And I didn't know it at the time, but I said to prove that wrong. And since my release, I have been married 15 years. I have 4 kids. I have a wonderful family. I get to go to all of their games. I volunteer in the community. And I love watching kids play basketball and giving back to my community. And those are the important things to me. And the purpose of this show is to educate the masses, the youths, the adults, to empower them, to empower any prisoners that may be listening or ex-convicts to believe within yourself and that there's greatness within you and that you can and you must overcome these temporary setbacks. See, I don't have bad days. I have character building days because that's what God is doing. He gives problems to the people that can solve them. So when you get your opportunities, welcome them. I want to reach out to the teenagers that are going through different things and begin to speak about topics and things that they would want to hear. I want to be able to build an app to reach more kids and give them more learning tools that would make them grow. So as we continue this conversation, the question that I ask you, how much time are you spending working on you. And if you're not spending any time on you, we must begin the process and the understanding of why that is important. Now, there are several ways that we can get there. The first thing that we have to do is control what we feed our mind. I know that everyone likes to be entertained with television and radio, but it is my opinion that we live in a negative society which fuel off negative information. We like watching the news, seeing what's going on in our community, but what are you seeing? You're not seeing all of the positive things that are going on in your community. No one wants to watch that. Everyone wants to watch the hot things, the robberies, the shootings, the police chases. We're programming our mind with this information. Last week, we talked about goal setting and why it's important to set goals. And even in my household, my kids have a hard time writing their goals. And in the beginning, I struggled with it. But as I began to take the TV and radio out of my life, my mind had to find different things to feed on. So I began to feed it positive things. I began to feed it motivational speeches by Zig Ziglar, or I began to listen to Eric Thomas, the hip hop preacher, or Les Brown and some other greats. We must control what we're feeding our mind. So the first process is begin to limit yourself. Limit yourself to the time that you listen to the radio, unless it's something that is inspirational and positive, motivating. Begin to get rid of the friends that are negative. When you hang around negative people, you will become a negative person. It's the law of nature. So you have to be careful, very careful of who you're listening to. Who are you going to seek advice from? Be careful of what you're feeding your mind in terms of communication. So get rid of the negative people in your life. This is 2016. We have a lot of goals and accomplishments and things that we need to do. And we're not going to get there by repeating the same thing that we done last year or yesterday for that matter. How much time do we have left on this planet? How much time do we have to accomplish our goals and dream? We don't know. We don't know. So you must begin to fight life. You must begin to do the little things. You must begin to write down your goals. There was a study done in 1953 at Yale, and they studied all of the graduates. And the study showed that only 3% of the graduating class had clearly written down their goals, written down how they would accomplish their goals, written down what would stop them or the things that they would need to learn to accomplish their goals. 20 years later, they came back and did a study of the same group. And they found that the 3% that had clearly defined goals out accomplished the entire 97% of the graduating class. The phone lines are open. The phone lines are open. If you would like to join our conversation, call 888-463-6748. That's 888-463-6748. So, writing down your goals is extremely important. The other thing that we spoke of last week is the importance of being happy. You have to be happy, happy, happy. Hey, Dave, if you wouldn't mind, I'd like you go to that first clip for me.
Let me tell you something you already know. The world ain't all sunshine and rainbows. It's a very mean and nasty place, and I don't care how tough you are, it will beat you to your knees and keep you there permanently if you let it. You, me, or nobody is going to hit as hard as life. But it ain't about how hard you hit. It's about how hard you can get hit and keep moving forward. How much you can take and keep moving forward. That's how winning is done.
Is temporary. It may last for a minute, or an hour, or a day, or even a year, but eventually it will subside, and something else will take its place. If I quit, however, it will last forever.
We can never, ever give up on what it is that God has given you. We can never give up on the talent and the abilities and the greatness that lies within you. You can never give up, no matter how hard it gets. Your mind does not know anything else but success. You were brought here to be successful. But you must understand that when you do not write down your goals, when you do not take care of your body, when you do not go out and fight every single day, every single moment, for your goal, when you don't fight life back, what is the benefit? As Les Brown said in one of his clips, what is the benefit of giving up? What is the benefit of not going after your dreams? What is the benefit? There isn't any. Studies have shown that the number one reason that we fail is us. We have not learned how to get out of our own way. You ever find yourself sitting down talking and you come up with a brilliant idea and then all of a sudden you just start telling yourself, no, you can't do that. You can't accomplish that. You don't deserve to be a millionaire. You don't deserve to live life in abundance. You don't deserve to enjoy health. The reason that I keep my body in shape is not because I want to be boastful that I'm in shape. No. I want to enjoy health. I want to enjoy a healthy life. You know, studies have shown that the common cold, individuals that gets the common cold, are people that are depressed. How do we come depressed? When we begin to worry about money. Oh, I can't accomplish my goals because I don't have the money. I can't accomplish my goals because I don't have the vision. I can't accomplish my goals because I want to be perfect the first time out. No. You accomplish your goal by taking the first step. As Les Brown would say, take the leap. This universe is a big universe. And it could provide abundance in life for all. But you must believe. You must have faith. You must have the desire. And then you must have the courage to begin to move forward. And when you cannot move forward, you must learn how to hold your position. And the way that you're going to learn how to hold your position is by learning to fight. We have a call on the line. We have a call on the line. Hello there. Evans?
Hey, Mr. Russo?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. How you doing?
Hey, I'm good. First of all, I just wanted to say that I enjoyed the segment last week about writing down your goals and programming the subconscious mind. But I had another question tonight, and what I'd like to know is if you had one piece of advice to give somebody just starting out, whether it be a business or just trying to get their act together, what would that be? It was just one bit of advice, just something to help somebody get themselves started in the right direction.
I want to thank you first and foremost for listening to our show. And it's wonderful to have callers calling in. And that's a great question that you asked. During my studies, I've come across a lot of people studying Bill Gates, to some Oprah Winfrey, Denzel Washington, and a lot of them have said that being focused and driven has been the number one thing that has helped them be successful. The focus, the drive, and the energy that it takes to stay focused is what was number one to them. And how do we get started on it? It's just take the first step. So the example is if I begin to want to work out the first day, I just want you to get up and say, I would love to work out. That's the first day. The next day, I want you to maybe walk a block and come back. The next day after that, I may say, walk a block in one mailbox. Then walk a block in two mailbox. So in essence, what I'm saying is begin to take the first little step to give you a character building moment and to begin to help you grow. Take the baby steps and to stay focused. Is there another question or comment that you have for us?
No, sir. I just wanted you to know that I was listening last week and that was just a question that came into my mind and I appreciate you taking the call.
Thank you. Thank you so much. Guys, we have to stay focused. We have to be determined and we have to begin to do the small things to tap within the greatness within us. Hey, Dave, can we get a little music there? It's time to take a short break. We'll be right back with more.
Stay tuned. Right after this.
This segment of the show was sponsored by Shakira Roll at ERA Home Run Real Estate. Buy, sell, or rent, I can help the entire world. Need assistance with down payment? No problem. Call Shakira Roll today at 561-312-2641 or email her at info@rollhome.com. That's info@ROLLEHOME.com. Visit her website at www.rollhome.com. That's www.ROLLEHOME.com.
If you would like to be a sponsor or advertiser on the show, call today at 561-723-6781. If there is a topic you would like to discuss on the show, call and inform us today at 561-723-6775. You can always reach me at Facebook at Hyden Russo. That's HYDNROUSSEAU.
You're listening to the Hyden Russo Show on TalkZone.com. Here's Hyden Russo.
Welcome back to the show. Our topic today is, how much time do you spend on you? And some additional questions that I have for you is, what have you learned in the last, let's say, 30 days? What new skill? What new desires that you have in learning other things? And if you're not spending time on you, my question is, when will you? When will you begin to take the baby steps? Okay. And whatever your goals are, as I said before, let's just do something simple. Let's just write down what it is that your goal is. Or goals with an S are. I myself have 27 of them. I write them down every single morning, every single night. I write down all 27 of them, and I get mad if I miss one. I should say not mad. I become angry because I'm striving for perfection. Hey, Dave, if you would go to this clip for me from 217 to 248, I just want y'all to listen to this clip.
Most of you don't want success as much as you want to sleep.
Our deepest fear is not that we are inadequate. Our deepest fear is that we are powerful beyond measure. It is our light, not our darkness, that most frightens us.
Dig deep down, ask yourselves, who do you want to be? Figuring out for yourselves what makes you happy, no matter how crazy it may sound to the people.
Make a choice, right? Just decide what it's going to be, who you're going to be, how you're going to do it. Just decide.
We have to decide what it is that we want to be, who it is that we want to be, and just begin to live that person now. We talked about last week about the power of creation. If your opportunities do not exist, create them. Create new opportunities for yourself. And then begin to go and acquire the skills necessary to accomplish your goals and dreams. Begin to take the necessary steps. Don't be afraid to fail. Don't be afraid to fail big. There's a book by Grant Cardone called The 10X Rule. I strongly recommend that book. And he says that, hey, if you have a goal that you want to be a millionaire, multiply by 10. Because it would take 10 times the effort to accomplish that goal. Because remember, the law of physics says that for every action, there's an equal reaction. So you have to put in extra effort in order to be able to push back at life and to begin to win. You have to have the courage to continue to fight. So as we continue to think about our goals, understand that this is not a restaurant. Here's my example. In a restaurant, you will go in and you will eat and you pay on your way out. In life, you have to pay first and then you're able to eat and enjoy the success of abundance of life. Get out of your way. Get rid of those negative friends. Begin to reach up and find new friends. Begin to hang out with people that want to accomplish things in life. You know, and for you young people that think that you can't enjoy success while you're in school, that you can't enjoy an abundance of life, that you can't become a millionaire while you're in high school. Oh, I found something for you. No more excuses. No more excuses. I found something for you. I was reading this book over the weekend, Faster and Better. And it was fascinating that he was explaining that we lose our hunter instincts as we progress in life. What I mean by that is, as a young man, we have this hunter instinct in us where we're curious and we want to know everything. And by the time you reach college, studies have shown that approximately you've had 140,000 no's said to you by the time you're entering college. So under those circumstances, you have to be positive. You have to stay strong, and you have to have that hunter instinct. And when you lose that hunter instinct, you have to find a way to get it back. You have to find a way to keep that hunter in you, that lion process. You know, when we were little kids, we used to build Lego blocks. What did you used to do once you built the Lego blocks? Once you built the masterpiece in your perfect design, what did you do with those Lego blocks? That's right. You destroyed them. You got rid of them. You reassorted all of the pieces over and said, what is it that I can create now? Life is no different. Life is no different. I'm over time on commercial breaks. Dave, I know we're going to pay the bills, but I want to go to, because this ties in with this section. Dave, if you would go to this clip for me and go from 17:24 to 20 minutes and 20 seconds. I want you to listen to this, to the 6-year-old kid, how he owned a nightclub at 16 years old. And when his nightclub
was
shut
down. What I really want to tell you about is
And when his nightclub was shut down, listen to what he did to overcome and look in how he kept his hunter instincts looking for new opportunities in a bad situation. Go ahead, Dave.
what I really want to tell you about is some of my inspiration, which came from my father. And through the course of writing Better and Faster, I actually interviewed my dad to get his story, and then unfortunately he had a heart attack and he died. So that sucked, obviously, but I had the cool opportunity to interview my dad and to ask him questions that you don't normally ask when you're a 16-year-old kid. So do you guys want to hear the tale about my dad?
Yeah.
All right, thank you. Well, this is Sig, and young Sig was born to a poor immigrant family. He shared a small shoebox of a house with his two brothers, and they didn't have much, but they did always eat well. And one day, he's going through the grocery store with his mom, and he sees some Philadelphia cream cheese. So he reaches up, and he grabs it, and he takes a big bite out of it before they bought it. His mom looks over disgusted. She grabs him by the neck, takes him to the storekeeper, and says, "Hey, I caught this kid stealing." "Isn't that your kid?" "Yeah, what should we do about it?" And they send him to sweep the floors after school for the next month. And when he did that, he couldn't help but realize at the end of each week, they gave away scrap food that would still be edible in his poor neighborhood. So he decided to strike up his first business deal, and he agreed to keep sweeping those floors forever in exchange for the leftover food, which he would sell at discount prices to the delight of his poor neighbors. And when he did that, he became a boy businessman, and pretty soon, he was the first kid on the block with a leather jacket and a BB gun. He made the natural expansions into month-old magazines, door-to-door donuts, and school supplies. By 16, he was ready for his next challenge. He managed to get his name secretly onto the lease of a building, onto a nightclub. And when he did that, he became a 16-year-old underground nightclub owner. And he couldn't get his booze license figured out, but what he did realize is you could just rent the club to groups like this, and you'd have a fun time, and he'd be at home doing his homework, collecting the money. One day he rents it out to a religious group, but the problem is that while he was doing his homework that night, that religious group liked a little bit more than religion. They also liked their booze, they liked their gambling, and they liked their strippers. And that was the day the police decided to do their bust. So they open the door to see what this 16-year-old nightclub is all about. They open it up, and needless to say, they went immediately to his house to find him and his mom and close down that club. It made headline news, so my dad was grounded forever. But to his friends, he was awesome! He was elected student council president immediately! And through his whole career, what he would always try to do is find opportunity in people and in places that others overlook.
You know, he didn't play victim. He wasn't worried about what others would think of him. He looked for the opportunities, although he did get busted for stealing. And we don't recommend that anyone steals or do anything. And this show is for entertainment. So we want to make sure that everyone does the right thing. So that's not what I want you to pick up from that. I want you to pick up how he saw the opportunity as a young man to one man trash became his treasure. What more perfect business model that your product that you bring in is 100% free, but you're selling it to individuals that is in need of and hungry, but you're making 200 to 300%. That's smart. That's greatness. That's understanding and taking advantage of your opportunity. That's being happy. That's not feeling sorry for yourself and feeling that you're a victim. That book, if you want to read it better and faster, just Google it. We'll have it on our, you can find all of the information in the clips that we play. You can go to Talk Zone, find the Haydn Russo Show, or you can put it in the search bar and all of this information will be there. So don't get paranoid. You can go back and listen to it on demand. I had a lot of feedback that the iPhone listeners had no problem listening to last week's show, but the Samsung users were having issues. There's an MP3 player that you can download that is compatible with the Samsung. So look out for that on the bottom right on the Hayden Russo show. We can never, 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 ever give up. Ever, never, never give up. Hey, Dave, if you wouldn't mind, would you go to this clip from 3 minutes to 5 minutes and 30 seconds, please?
Look, I need you to look at that sickness that's going on in your life right now, whatever it is. I want you to say, I can beat it. Yup. I can beat it. I will beat it. I must. I got kids to live for. I got a family to live for. I ain't through yet. My life ain't over yet. Listen to me. I need you to, that test you failed the third time. I need you to look at that test and speak life into it. I went from being homeless to where I am right now. And the first thing I did was, and you better hear me closely. The first thing I did was I said, I can get through this. I can get through this. And y'all got to do me a huge favor. You just got to have that mindset that no matter what you're going through, no matter what challenges you face facing right now, you gotta have that mindset that I can get through this thing. I can make it through it, and I made it through. Listen to me. I outlast. Some things you just gotta outlast. Every sleepless night, listen to me. Every cold night, the winter Detroit and the abandoned buildings and cars sleeping in. And listen to me. I was sleeping all over. I outlasted it. There's some things in life you don't need no degree for. You don't need no money for it. Listen to me. You don't need no support for it. There's some things in life you just gonna get through when you tell yourself, I'm gonna get through this. This is the TGI where I tell you, you can't get through it. And then second, you just gotta outlast some stuff. That's for real. That's some, I done had haters. I done had all kinds of stuff. And I just made up in my mind, look, I might not have been stronger. Listen to me. I might not have been smarter. I might not have been brighter. But I made up in my mind, I'm gonna get through this. So, we're gonna put an image up. And I need you to see this image, right? And when you look at this image, what I want you to see is, this is classic of my man. Look at him. He got the two. He hidden. He probably got 998 hits. He got one more. He just got one or two more hits and all them diamonds gonna come out. And you know why he'll never see diamonds? Look, 998 hits. He had two or three left and he would have cracked that thing. But you know why he never succeeded and why most of you never succeeded? Because you keep giving up. Listen to me. He gave up. If you was gonna give up, you should have gave up last year. If you was gonna give up, you should have gave up 2 years ago. You should have gave up $2,000 ago. You should have quit a long time ago. You done already put in 998 hits. Get something out of it. You finished school. You gonna quit now? You finished school and now it's hard because you can't find a job. You should have quit your first class. You mean to tell me you went through 4 years, 5 years of school and now you quit? Now you give up? So I want you to look at this image for me. I'm gonna tell you something. This guy right here would have been successful had he never given up. And I'm telling you, some things in life is not about what you think it is. It's just about making up your mind that you are not gonna give up. You're not gonna quit.
You cannot give up. You can never give up. You must persevere and you must outlast the old you to get to the new you. This is our shout out section, And this shout out go to Ronnie at Advanced Roofing. Ronnie worked with Built Right many years ago and he went out and on his own and he's doing very well at Advanced Roofing. Hey, if your commercial roof is leaking on a high rise building or any commercial building, call Ronnie Tavares at Advanced Roofing, 561-891-2524. That's 561-891-2524. That's Ronnie Tavares at Advanced Roofing. It's time to take a break. It's time to take a short break. But stay tuned. We'll be right back with more. Why replace your roof when you can repair it? Call Built Right Roofing today at 844-277-7663. That's 844-277-7663. Come and experience the Built Right way at 844-277-7663. Looking for someone to motivate your workforce?
looking someone to deal with troubled youths, or looking for someone to inspire your workforce to fulfill their potential. Whatever your marketing needs, whatever your inspiration needs, Hayden Russo can motivate any crowd. Hayden Russo has the knowledge as a successful businessman to be able to teach different techniques that may be able to help your business to grow, help motivate your workforce. Call us today at 561-723-6775. That's 561-723-6775. Please call us 2 weeks ahead of your booking. The best pork barbecue ribs and chicken in the state of Florida. Don't believe it? Try it yourself. Call Bounce Back Barbecue at 561-307-4382. They also do catering. That's 561-307-4382.
And now, more of the Hayden Russo Show on TalkZone.com.
Our topic today,
back to Hayden Russo,
is how much time are you spending on you? How much time are you spending on you? What have you learned yesterday? What did you learn today? Begin the learning process. Begin doing one small thing every day. Begin to stimulate the mind, to strengthen the mind. And once the mind becomes strengthened, it'll be able to resist the forces that lies within you, that is stopping you. You ever notice something? You ever notice when someone says something that's true about you, there's a little bubbling feeling that gets inside of you. You just start getting fuzzy because you don't like what is being said to you. You know, it is time to begin that process now. You have to make up your mind that you're going to do it from this moment on and begin to take the baby steps. Graduates from Yale didn't get it. Yeah, they may have had a successful life, the other 97%. But the 3% that was financially independent, they're not getting codes. Remember, I'm going to reiterate what I said earlier. 85% of the people that get codes are depressed. They're not happy. And that's why you must continue to smile all day long. Smile at the sidewalk. Smile at the refrigerator. Smile when you're having a heated debate. Smile through everything. Continue to give your body dopamine. Continue to feed the mind with positive thoughts. If you would like to join this conversation, the phone lines are open. The phone lines are open at 888-463-6748. That's 888-463-6748. 888, go forward. It is time for us to make a change. Give up the TV. Give up the radio. Begin to retrain your mind. Hey, Dave, if you would go to this clip for me and play from 223 to 319, I greatly appreciate it. We have to give up these things, and we got to begin to rewire our mind so that we can begin to tap within the greatness within us.
85% of the American public, according to recent studies, are going to jobs that they hate, working on jobs that do not challenge them. They get sick thinking about going. Because, see, when you go to a job and you already know how far you can go, you can already see that proverbial glass ceiling. See, when you're going someplace and you already know how much you're going to make, you already know how far you can go, you're in a dead-end position. It erodes your self-esteem. It lowers your sense of yourself. It creates an inner turmoil. It creates an emptiness in you. So I say that your life is worth finding what it is that you're supposed to do.
We must begin to take the time to listen to the voice within us. We must remember and understand that the vision that God has given you, He's given to no one else. You cannot live out my dreams, and I cannot live out yours. We're completely two different individuals. We're two different people. And God brought us here to do two different things. And that what is what's so wonderful about this universe. That we have unlimited power at our disposal. But we cannot and we will not continue to get in our own way. We must begin the process. We must continue to find the hunter instinct in us. And when we accomplish our goal, when we've spent 10,000 hours on our craft, and when we've become a master brick paver or a contractor, or we've made it and we have our success, a successful lawn company, or we're doing business overseas, right? Or we have multiple international businesses that are doing well. We have to continue to tear down those stumbling blocks and go after anew and build a new build a new land, find a new career, continue the learning process. The reason that we have to continue to learn is that's why it's important to continue to learn, because it will help you grow. It will help the mind to grow. We use, a study shows that we use on average 10% of our mind. Let's tap within those other 90%. Let's tap within the greatness. Stop being afraid. Don't let fear hold you back anymore. Dave, would you go to this clip for me? And from 502 to 716. So we can further dive into stop being afraid. Stop holding yourself back.
The same reason that people stay in relationships where they're abused or they're unhappy or it's unfulfilling, they can't see themselves beyond that relationship. They can't see themselves enjoying life without that person. They think that this is all that they can do. The same reason that people get stuck at a certain level in life, they can't see things being better for them. And they think that this is it and this is all they deserve. This is all they've ever seen. It's been passed on to them. And they think that this is it for them. Oh, no. I was looking what Dr. Blanton, Smalley Blanton, who is a colleague of Dr. Norman Vincent Peale, what he said about fear. He said, fear is the most subtle and destructive of all human diseases. Ladies and gentlemen, fear kills dreams. Fear kills hope. Fear put people in the hospital. Fear can aid you. Fear, ladies and gentlemen, can hold you back from doing something that you know within yourself that you're capable of doing, but it will paralyze you. And it seemed like you're in a hypnotic spell. And I ask you a question, what is the benefit? What's the benefit of allowing fear to hold you back? What's the benefit of giving up on yourself, of not stepping out on life and taking life on? What is the benefit for you? What's the plus in that? It's one of the things I had to ask myself. See, I didn't want to make any mistakes. I wanted everybody to like me. I wanted to be perfect the first time I did something. It's not going to happen. You're going to make some mistakes. You're going to hurt some folks' feelings. You're going to create some enemies. Whenever you decide that you want to begin to take life on, you've got to ask yourself, how long am I going to allow this to hold me back? I like what Zig Ziglar says. He said, fear is false evidence appearing real. That is an illusion that we create in our mind. It is a state of mind that can be changed.
You know, when I was incarcerated and I got out, I was determined that I was going to have a family. I was determined that I was going to be successful. So I took control of my mind. I said that I would not hang out with anyone. It's not that I'm antisocial, but I meet you in a social environment, or I meet you alone to a place I'm going, but I would not go back. I cleaned out and got rid of all of the bad people in my life. I didn't go back hanging out with all of the friends that I hung out with prior to me getting incarcerated. I changed the person that I was. And I became the new me. I took control of my mind. And that's what I'm hoping that this show is doing for you. Hey, Dave, if you will go to this clip and play from 10:35 to 13:02 for me, I would greatly appreciate it. Please take control of your mind. Rewire yourself and tap within the greatness within you.
Begin to guard your mind against negative programming, like turn off the television. Don't watch the news. So you've got to guard the kinds of things that you put in your mind. See, if you don't program your mind will be programmed, because human beings are goal-oriented. That's why we die of broken hearts early. That's why we're running through life to early graves. We're going through life, ladies and gentlemen. And I think that Henry David Thoreau said that most men live in quiet desperation. Most of us go through life running scared. So we created this in our minds. False evidence appearing real. We made it real in our minds. That's why Churchill said there's nothing to fear but fear itself. That's the destructive monster. So turn off things that can contribute to your fear. Turn a deaf ear to people that all they can do is talk about how negative things are, because they have bought into the consciousness of the world. Start attending workshops, seminars, listening to tapes on a daily basis to begin to recondition your mind, to retrain your thinking. Faith comes by what? Hearing and hearing and hearing. Listen to things that can empower you, that can enable you to create a new reality for yourself and a new life for yourself. You might appear to be strange around most people. You know, most people think you're strange if you're happy today. See, these people have not found their purpose in life. That's why they're grumpy. That's why they're miserable. That's why they're so negative. They're hurting and they want to hurt other people. So start practicing using programs for your mind. Seminars, books, workshops. Keep a journal. Record your thoughts. What's happening with you? Every day when you get up, have a journal near you. See, ladies and gentlemen, we get 3 to 4 thoughts a year that if we would act on those thoughts, they could change our life. What idea are you sitting on? Write your ideas down. And then, once you get that idea, take the leap. Take the leap. See, it's out here in the universe. If you don't take the plunge, I guarantee you, somebody else will. Take the plunge. Go into action. And ladies and gentlemen, you will be surprised how things will come together. You'll be surprised. Now, you're going to have some difficult challenges. I can tell you that now.
When those challenges come your way, when misery finds you, you will be totally equipped to deal with it. You would have strengthened your mind, as we said from last week's show. You would have taken your lemon water in the morning. You have begun the process to meditate. As we close this show, you will remember the things that we talked about today. Getting out of your own way. Overcoming your fears and taking the leap. You must take the leap. You must take the leap. I really enjoyed myself, and I hope that we was informative for you today. I hope we was able to inspire you and teach you something new. Tell your friends about this show. Tell your loved ones. We're here every Wednesday from 5 to 6 on Talk Zone, the Hayden Russo Show. We welcome you. Thank you so much. We'll see you next week right here on the Talk Zone, the Hayden Russo Show.